All right. Alex Martin.
Is our guy Dylan Wright all right?
Our guy Dylan Wright hit his head in the first moto, and we didn't have a good day. But thank you, Alex Martin, for caring about the Canadian.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
What do you think about your day today? Good second moto. Lost a few spots, though. I'm not sure if you fell or if it was the pace or something, but you were up there a little higher, probably what you ended up.
My second moto was terrible, Steve.
Well, okay, I didn't want to kind of say that, but yeah.
Maybe
you crashed. I don't know.
I had a better start in the second moto. First moto, I didn't have that great of a start, and I actually rode really well. I felt like I rode awesome. Obviously, probably no one really noticed because there was a lot going on in the front between AC and Ferrandis, but I thought I rode really well. Probably one of the best first motos all year for me in terms of how I actually felt on the bike. Went from like outside, like 17th to 6th, so, and I made a lot of good passes with some guys. And honestly, I just feel like this has been a learning year. It's been very trying, and there's been some ups and downs. And I think all in all, we have made a ton of progress with the Suzuki 250. I didn't really anticipate coming in. Like, we had a really good setting, and we were all happy in Supercross, and I didn't anticipate how much we would have to change for outdoors. I really was surprised by that. And this is kind of more or less the first time I've had to, like, take the reins with the team and, like, make the bike work outdoors. Yeah. I've never had to really set up a bike like that. So it's been a fun, kind of exciting process. At the same time, I've had to have some patience. Yeah. You know, motor-wise, chassis-wise, we made a lot of progress. And I'm excited where we ended. I'm happy to make it through the whole year healthy.
Yeah.
But, you know, all in all, today wasn't exactly what we wanted. I felt like we could have been up there a little bit better with some better starts, but yeah, all in all, I mean, I'm healthy and happy and walking away.
Okay, hold on. Let's go over the second moto, though. We're not going to skip over it.
Okay.
So, first moto you rode well, like you said. You came from the back.
Yeah.
And I was paying attention to you because I had you in Paul Mex Fantasy. What was, so, you know, you were riding well.
How'd I do for your fantasy?
Yeah, good enough to, because you're an all-star, so good enough. What happened in second moto? So, because you rode well in the first moto, so you get the start. I think you're about fourth. And then what?
Dude, I don't know. Like, to be honest, maybe I used a lot of energy in the first moto coming from behind because I just didn't feel like I had that intensity that I needed. Because, like I said, I went backwards, which I hate doing that. And obviously the guys that where I was around, like Marshbanks was ripping that moto. He rode really well. Chase was going really well as well. But, yeah, I think some of my lines sucked. I was just searching for lines all moto and just kind of just fighting to figure out how to go fast.
So yeah, like I know this year, somewhere along, I want to say high point or maybe just after high point, J-Bone said they gave you a much more aggressive engine package, and instantly your starts got better, your results got better from there. If only you had started with that. I mean, you did get second in the second moto with the opener,
yeah.
But I mean, it was muddy. So yeah, looking back, let's start next year with the package that you ended up with.
Yeah, I mean, the gains we've made with this engine, yeah. I mean, it's pretty crazy where we're at now compared to at the beginning of the season. I mean, everything about the bike. I've learned a lot about the Pirelli tires, about the suspension, the chassis, the engine, you know, even playing with flywheels, things like that. It's like I've learned a lot that I think it's really going to help us for next year. I feel like I really understand the bike, the pros and cons of it now, whereas, like, coming into Hangtown, it was like, yep, well, let's go get them, you know, just hope for the best. And, like, all the motos I did, I mean, I had a fair amount of, like, fitness-wise, I thought I was good coming into Hangtown. I had at least 20-some 35-minute motos in me coming into Hangtown. But the thing was, all those motos were on, like, a completely different setting than what I actually ended up racing on most of the summer. So, I mean, you know, we had some podiums at Red Bud, Millville, and some other rounds, you know, even last weekend, Bud. So I think there's definitely a lot of promise for the Suzuki 250, and it feels good to, you know, just try and get these JGR guys some good results. They work really hard, and they're good group of dudes.
Your buddy, training partner, won the national championship.
Yeah, AC. Yeah. I'm pumped for him. I was this week, I was joking around with him in the shop. I'm like, the champ is here. Champ is here.
He probably wasn't having that.
I was premeditating it for him,
yeah,
you know,
right.
Trying to get him pumped up, trying to get him to believe.
Sure.
But yeah, no, I've had a good time with Adam this year. We've been having fun training together down in the Sandbox in Claremont, Florida, and kind of get along really well personality-wise. We mesh pretty well, so
yeah.
I'm pumped for him. You know, Supercross was kind of bittersweet,
yeah.
So it's... You know, he's definitely a good enough rider where he should be in that championship category. So happy that he got it done today.
Thanks, Emma.
Thanks.